It is Morning Edition from NHPR. Students are returning to schools across New Hampshire this morning after the long holiday weekend. For many families, this marks the second or even third week of school, though, with most communities now starting the school year before Labor Day. Governor Chris Sununu says he wants to see that change. In an interview with a union leader, Sununu said he's strongly considering a proposal that would require school districts to start the school year after Labor Day. Carl Ladd is executive director of the New Hampshire School Administrators Association, and he joins us in the studio now to talk about this idea. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Is this a local control issue? I mean, I imagine a lot of school districts are going to see this as, listen, this is our purview. This is not something we need a law about.
I think New Hampshire has a rich tradition of local control, and I know that Governor Sununu addressed that in the article. If the local school district and the local community feels that it's important for their children to start before Labor Day, then it should be a local decision. I think the state does a great job in providing the parameters, either 180 days calendar or a calendar based on number of hours. You know, when we're trying to move to a 21st century learning model, I think moving back to a seat time calendar based on an agrarian schedule doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And I think that local communities can make that decision for themselves.
But again, 180 days would not change. There'd still be 180 days, no
Correct.
Matter if you start a week later or a week earlier.
There's
also an argument, I think, an emotional argument that a lot of parents make that say, look, let's have a full summer. Let's have mm-hmm. July and August off for the kids. What do you have to say to that?
Well, and, you know, I think that that's important. But I also think that there are lots of families who struggle and try to make sure that their children get all of the services that they need. A lot of schools are spending the summer providing programs now that feed students during the summer, sometimes breakfast and lunch, providing activities because parents are working. The days of, the warden June Cleaver and everyone having the stay-at-home moms and having all the flexibility to travel and do all of these things that we envision in a middle class are not the experience of all of our students.
But overall, the length of summer wouldn't change, would it? I mean, school began a few days earlier with kids going back before Labor Day.
Again, it depends. School districts that started after Labor Day this year ended up going to school almost until the beginning of July because of the number of snow days. So it really does have an impact. And as a former elementary principal, I can tell you every day that students spend in school after Memorial Day is a tougher and tougher day because by then students are ready to be done. The days are getting longer. The school's getting hotter. So there's a lot less learning that goes on in June than there is in August and September.
It does seem like more and more districts have been starting before Labor Day in recent years. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, again, I think it goes back to trying to get those students who need services back into the system more quickly and trying to get a jump start on learning, because students at the beginning of the year are much more likely to benefit than at the end of the year.
How do you see the governor's proposal to have a statewide law mandating school begin after Labor Day? How do you see that playing out across the state? Do you see that as a real possibility?
Well, I think anything's possible. I've long since given up trying to second-guess the legislature on what they would do. But I think there is a pretty strong local control tradition in the state, and local school boards and local communities, I think, would feel that that's their realm of responsibility and it's their children and that they should make those decisions.
Carl Ladd is executive director of the New Hampshire School Administrators Association. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.